From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The CIA says it has foiled a plot by al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen to blow up an airliner headed to the U.S. using an undetectable metal-free underwear bomb. The president's counterterrorism advisor John Brennan tells ABC's Good Morning America it's important to realize the improvised explosive device, or IED, never was an actual danger to airline passengers.
People getting on a plane today should feel confident that their intelligence services are working day in and day out to stop these types of IEDs from getting anywhere near a plane.
Brennan also says he hopes the incident drives home to Americans the importance of air passenger security checks, however inconvenient they may be. Representative Peter King, who chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, says the incident shows that no matter how much effort the U.S. puts into thwarting al-Qaeda in cases such as this,
al-Qaeda will find other ways, and we have to constantly try to stay with them and ahead of them.
King says he's told by a person at the White House that the suspect in the attempted bombing is, quote, no longer of concern, but that the person would provide no further details. Students in upstate New York will get a firsthand outline today of President Obama's election year to-do list. Marie Cusick of member station WMHT reports he's traveling to upstate New York.
Mr. Obama will visit the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering, which is part of the University at Albany. The Nano College, as it's known locally, is a multi-billion dollar facility where research is conducted by both students and private businesses. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo often cites the college as a successful public-private partnership and says he's pleased the president is visiting.
I don't think you could pick a better site than the nanotech site.
Nanotechnology is often touted as the future of high-tech manufacturing. It's used in everyday electronics and computer chips. For NPR News, I'm Marie Cusick in Albany.
Voters in Wisconsin, North Carolina, Indiana, and West Virginia go to the polls today. In the highest-profile contests, a longtime Indiana Republican Senator Richard Lugar faces a primary challenge. Wisconsin Democrats choose someone to run against Republican Governor Scott Walker in a recall, and North Carolinians consider whether to amend their state constitution to ban same-sex marriages. Acclaimed and controversial author and illustrator Maurice Sendak has died at age 83 after suffering a stroke last week. The author of the children's book Where the Wild Things Are and many others told NPR's Morning Edition in 2006 he came to understand his books angered a lot of people because they put children in jeopardy through their adventures and imaginations.
And the idea of an American children's book where the child is not perfectly safe was something that was new.
Maurice Sendak said he didn't set out to break any rules. He was just doing what was in his head. He won the National Medal of the Arts in 1996. This is NPR. George Zimmerman formally enters a plea today to the charge of second-degree murder for the shooting death of Florida teenager Trayvon Martin. Matthew Petty of member station WMFE reports it's likely to be a brief hearing.
Through his attorney, Zimmerman's already entered a written plea of not guilty and requested a jury trial. He claims he was attacked by Martin and shot the teenager in self-defense. At his bond hearing last month, Zimmerman's attorney Mark O'Meara said he was worried about his client's safety and he would waive his right to appear at the arraignment. O'Meara also said he would delay a request for documents from the prosecution so he could file motions to protect the identities of witnesses. Neither O'Meara nor prosecutor Bernie de la Rionda are expected to be in court for the arraignment. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Petty in Orlando.
Today, the Senate considers a Democratic plan to preserve low student loan interest rates with hikes on some taxes. Republicans want to do it by cutting money from health care overhaul. Neither side has enough votes to advance a bill. A new government forecast predicts a larger and larger percentage of Americans will be getting larger. Researcher Eric Finkelstein says by 2030, the estimate is that 42% of U.S. adults will be obese compared to just over a third today. And
we're predicting a doubling of severe obesity, about 100 pounds overweight, from 5% to around 11%.
That's Finkelstein in Washington as the report was released. He says continuing increases could add $550 billion in health care spending between now and 2030. There's reportedly some progress in the fight against obesity. Figures show the skyrocketing increase in obesity rates has leveled off. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.